It's time for this week's edition of Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're on the phone with David Widmar. He's with AgEconomist.com, also with Purdue University. And there's always a number of important issues, David, that you have to consider ahead of any year. But 2017 has a lot of unknowns, and you've got a list of 16 key questions facing production ag coming up here this year. And let's start with farm financial conditions stabilizing, or are they just getting serious? What do you think about that?
Yeah, Joe, great to visit with you today. In 2016, we saw net farm income dip below this long-run average that we've seen over the past 60, 70 years. So the big question going in 2017 is, are we stabilizing? Are we going to start turning back towards that mean? Or do we continue to see net farm income losses and a decline in heading towards the lows that we last saw in the 1980s during the farm financial crisis?
And we also got to pay attention to yields, and this is kind of an unknown in 2017. Do we expect trend line yields? What do you think?
Yeah, so one of the big challenges we're facing in production ag, especially in the U.S., is growing inventories, growing ending stocks. We've had a lineup of above trend yields, and this was especially the case in 2016 with strong wheat, soybean, and corn yields, especially in the high plains states, like most of your listeners, facing large crops and small inventories and limited storage capacity to hold that. So what happens in 2017? Do we see another above trend yield? It's kind of hard to believe, but if were to happen, it would again pressure commodity prices. A short crop, below trend yields could actually reduce inventories and provide some relief in terms of higher commodity prices. One of the big drivers in this might be La Nina. There was a lot of talk a year ago about how dry conditions driven by a potential La Nina developing could send corn prices much higher. That never developed, but now we are in a weak La Nina environment, which could mean warm and dry conditions this summer. And when you look at the drought monitor map, there's a lot more dryness, especially in Oklahoma and Missouri, a little bit of Kansas and parts of Nebraska, and also in the southeast of the United States. So there is more dryness right now in the growing regions of the country.
Let's talk about planting intentions. Weather's going to play a part in that. Soybeans now trying to buy some acres. So we're going to have an important report coming up here this spring.
Yeah, we got a first early glimpse of what our corn soybean planting intentions will look like with the latest USDA report. They reported nearly 4 million fewer acres of winter wheat. A lot of folks in Kansas and Nebraska reducing their wheat acres, of course, very tough budget scenario and very tough cash prices with negative basis, really strong negative basis going on out there. So a lot of producers looking for alternatives away from wheat. So we're already kind of setting ourselves up for additional corn and or soybean acres. Another trend that's been going on are cotton prices. They've been strong over the past 12 months. So we could see some cotton acres cutting into soybean gains in the South.
Let's wrap it up by talking about the macro economy as a whole, and also ag policy kind of plays a part in our decisions here in 2017.
Yeah, so thinking about government policy, this could be a really big issue. A few months ago, the ag policy gurus were talking about when can we start the farm bill debates, and now there's a lot of other issues that have came up kind of in the forefront. What's going to look like for trade? What are we going to look like for labor? What about the renewable fuel standards? So a lot of policy issues that are unknowns heading into 2017. On the other side, there's the macro economy. As if the economy were to start growing rapidly, we could see inflation, interest rates creeping higher, a stronger dollar, which would be a headwind for ag exports. So between the macro economy and ag policy, there are a lot of unknowns. It would be important for producers to keep an eye on these.
All right. We just touched the surface here on a lot of topics, a lot of questions facing production ag in 2017. You can see them all at ageconomist.com. David Widmar with our program this week. If you'd like to hear this program again, click on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.